This is Dusty Rhodes reporting for the Education Desk. I've got a follow-up to a story we aired back in April. One of the people I interviewed was a Chicago Public School guidance counselor.
My name is Liz Beasy. I am one of two counselors at Sullivan High School in Rogers Park here in Chicago.
The story I was working on back then was about how the state budget impasse was affecting high school seniors trying to decide where to go to college. Liz Beasy knew exactly what I was talking about.
I literally, right before you called, was finishing up helping a student draft an email to a financial aid office to appeal her award letter, and she's our valedictorian of the class. So when your valedictorian with a 28 ACT can't afford to go to school, that's a big problem.
Naturally, I asked the counselor to put me in touch with that student. Here's some bits of our interview that didn't make it onto the air because she was sort of a minor player in that piece. In this one, she's the star. Go ahead and say your name.
My name is Danuta Klebek.
It's Danuta?
Yes. It's a Polish name, and it's a very traditional Polish name, and even in my country, very few people have that name because it's very old-fashioned.
So are your parents from Poland, I would assume?
So am I. I was born there, and I came here when I was 5 years old.
Danuta's on the path to citizenship and therefore qualifies for financial aid. Can you tell me a little bit about your family circumstances?
I come from a low-income family, and this year the situation has become a little bit more extreme because I've always been an only child, and now my mom just had a baby, so the expenses did significantly go up, taking away any other extra money that could have gone toward my school funding. Has to be taken for the baby. My father, he's the only one that gets an income into our household, so the situation is pretty intense, and they're both worried about how they're going to pay for my education further on.
Are you getting award offers?
Well, even though I've been accepted to a lot of places, the awards packet have not been a very positive. Some of them have very minimal, like $2,000 per year, even though the school may cost $15,000. It's sort of even depressing to see that those amounts are so small and you have to start worrying about how are you going to cover the rest.
Wow. How much do you worry about this? Does it keep you awake at night? Does it affect you on a day-to-day basis or not?
It does worry me because I have to decide to most schools if I'm going there or not by May 1st. So you're starting to get weary, almost anxious about the decision because, you know, that's a lifetime decision and you're almost frustrated that you don't know how it's going to work out with the financial aspect of it.
At that time, the best offer Danuta had gotten was from a private liberal arts college. She was going to have to take out federal loans plus come up with at least $5,000 out of her own pocket. Our story came out April 14th, and through the magic of social media, someone at Governor State University read about Danuta and noticed that she hoped to major in speech pathology. As it turns out, GSU has a solid speech pathology department.
My name is Randy Schneider, Associate Vice President for Enrollment Management at Governor State.
So I hear that Danuta Klebek, who we did a story about earlier this year, is now going to be attending Governor State University. How did that happen?
The Associate Vice President for Marketing at Governor State, Keisha Dyson, saw the article that included the story about Danuta that you've mentioned, and she immediately said to me, Randy, is this a student we might like to contact? We invited her out to campus, spent about 3 hours with her, actually, and because of her story, and in particular, the compelling academic credentials she brings to the table, we were able to offer her a scholarship.
I'm like so happy about this.
It's a great story. Truly, it's as a higher ed professional, let me be honest with you. These are the kinds of things you live for. All of our work is for the purpose of student success. I could say that all day and mean it. But when you have a situation like this where the media calls attention to an issue and we're able to help because of the circumstances, I don't know if it gets any better than that professionally.
And my understanding is that the offer that you've made to Danuta leaves her having to pay for maybe laundry and pretty much nothing else?
Incidentals, that's correct. We are covering her tuition and fees as well as her room in our brand new residence hall. We're providing a board plan, and we're also providing an allowance for books. This is the first such scholarship we have offered. We have other presidential scholars, but hers was the first presidential scholarship we offered to include the residence hall experience. So for her, she's always going to be like our firstborn. So it's a very exciting offer for her as well as for us. Where she will be able to place her dollars will be in extraordinarily exciting opportunities. Like, we're going to encourage her to consider to study abroad. We'll be encouraging her to take advantage of things that she might not have normally thought she could do, because now she can.
But what's in this for you guys?
For us to have Danuta as a student?
Yeah, what benefit does Governor State get from this?
We have limited our freshman class to 270 students. Our goal was to admit an extraordinarily excited, motivated group of students, and she has evidence of that. You can see it from her grades and her ACT. And I'll tell you that perhaps the most extraordinary part of the evidence that she presented was she was a little disappointed in her ACT score for math, where as many other students would have seen her math score as more than acceptable, she said it is not high enough, and she immediately set out to take dual credit courses to bring her math skills up.
Governor State is one of those odd schools that started out offering only upper level and graduate courses. Its very first freshman class entered in the fall of 2014. It's not yet the first place a valedictorian thinks to go. I reconnected with Danuta to see how she felt about it.
Hello?
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm okay. When I first talked to you, you told me that your decision about where to go to college would be based purely on money. But even though they offered you a full ride, you didn't immediately take it. You still kind of held out because, you know, you did have offers from other schools.
I was a little bit nervous of how the Governor's Day would look like. I mean, not a lot of people I know went there. There's still not a lot of information about how their undergraduate programs are at the moment online, because they just started with them a couple of years ago. So it just took the effort and like the opportunity to see how the campus was really like.
Okay, so what did you think once you got there?
I thought it was a really pretty campus. I like the green, the trees, the grass. I really like the dorms as well. They seem very comfortable to me, to be honest. And the school, it's really looks like a close-knit community.
And Randy also said that they want to encourage you to maybe consider studying abroad or something like that that you might not have thought about before.
I'm definitely taking that into consideration, knowing that all those other amounts are covered. I'm able to find that money to go study abroad or do other internship and projects during the school year. I just don't know how to express my gratitude at this moment.
Reporting for the Education Desk, I'm Dusty Rhodes.